tonight our study on the doctrine of justification. You'll turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at the results of justification this evening. Romans chapter 8 is a glorious chapter. But you'll notice it says in verse 33, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies." God is the source, and He, through Christ, is the means by which we are justified, declared not guilty. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:14, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it." There's a teaching here. Justification is absolute. It's final. It is irreversible. Once God has determined that a sinner is justified by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, His death, His burial, His resurrection, that determination will never be reversed. It will never be taken away. It will never be abolished. Once that righteousness has been imputed to that sinner, it'll never be taken away. So justification is a position, a legal position, that is absolute and complete. And it is complete the moment we truly believe in Christ. There are no degrees of justification like there are in sanctification. There, in sanctification, where we're being conformed to the image of Christ and we are being separated and set apart from this world unto Christ, there are degrees of that. There, because you can grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can grow in sanctification and in love and joy and all these things, the Spirit of God working in us. But justification is a legal position. It's done. It's over. You can't add to it. It's completely finished. The Bible says in Isaiah, if you'll turn over there, 41 and verse 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." He's talking about Christ. We are being upheld by Christ, by His righteousness. And that will never be reversed or taken away. One of my favorites, and I've quoted this a lot of times, is over in Isaiah 51 in verse 6. And I remember I had read through the book of Isaiah many, many times without connecting all the dots here. And when I did, I just began to rejoice. Isaiah 51 and verse 6. "Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. If you are justified, if you've been declared not guilty by faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are guaranteed by God's Word, by the work of Christ, by the purpose of God, that you will indeed be glorified. Because Romans 8:1 says with great clarity, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 30, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Mark it down. If you are justified, you are guaranteed to be glorified. It's God the justifier. Who is he that condemneth? Who is it that can reverse the determination, the decision, the purpose of God? What blasphemy to say that someone or something could reverse the purpose of God in justifying a sinner. The conditional salvation of Pelagianism and Arminianism goes right out the window if justification is understood properly. It's absolute. Secondly, when we are justified, the result is we are pronounced legally righteous in the sight of God. You say, but I'm not righteous as I ought to be. Again, we're talking about a position. Experientially, all of us are still sinners. We still transgress. We have to confess our sins. We have to go to the Lord. We have to mourn over sin. Listen, I'm not an antinomian by any stretch of the imagination. But I will tell you this. This is a legal position where we've been declared righteous. God literally now sees us in the perfect work, the perfect person of His Son. We are in union with Him. And on account of that, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, don't you love the way that Ephesians, just that first chapter, I loved preaching through that when I was preaching that series on spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I mean, I loved how that whole chapter just gelled together. And I love how he goes from election and predestination and then makes the declaration in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. And I usually quote the whole thing. I can't quote it if I have to break in. It says, why is all this? To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. This justifying righteousness of Christ makes us accepted in Him, in the Beloved. God looks at us through His Beloved Son, the one that God said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. And now He looks at us and says the very same thing, because He has brought many sons unto glory by His sanctifying finished work. He set us apart by His blood. He gave us His righteousness. We're accepted in Him, in whom we have redemption through His blood. the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, verse 7. Not only that, but it says in Colossians chapter 2, and verse 9, "For in Him, Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power." Don't you love that phrase? Complete in Him. His righteousness by the doctrine of imputation has been charged to you, accounted to you. Now you are complete. Nothing can be added. Nothing can be taken away. We are complete in Him. We're resting in His work. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10, again, this is a result of justification. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. That ain't it. Well, it's Hebrews 10:14. Oh, Hebrews 10 tells you why Jesus said, "Lo, a body hast thou hast given me. I come to do thy will, O God." You know what? You know what that body was given to us for? Given to Christ for? To redeem us, to justify us, and to eternally sanctify us. Look what it says here in verse 12 of Hebrews 10. "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. The work was done. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." Now, we're sanctified in a lot of ways. We're set apart by God the Father in the doctrine of election before the world began. We're sanctified by the blood of the everlasting covenant, Hebrews 13, by the finished work of Jesus Christ. We're sanctified, set apart by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But I can guarantee you this, if you're set apart and sanctified by the offering of Jesus Christ, that is a perfect righteousness that has been given to you, and you will be perfected forever on account of Christ. Another result of justifying righteousness is all of our sins are forgiven through faith in the blood of Jesus. Now that's a real mouthful. I have no idea how many sins I've committed. And I don't say that boastfully, I say it shamefully. I hate, as a preacher of the gospel and as a believer, for going on 44 years to have to admit that I've sinned every day of my life. There's never been a day where I've had an absolute, complete, perfect, righteous, holy day. Not one. Oh, wretched man that I am. And that, it amazes me. I can't even keep up with the magnitude and the multitude of my sins through my 64 years of human life. Can you number them? Can you count them all? Can you catalog all of them? Every one that you've ever committed in your mind, in your heart, in your motives, in your deeds, in your walk, in your talk. And God in Christ has forgiven me through His justifying righteousness. That's something that's just beyond me. Because I don't know anybody that forgives like God. We're terrible at it as a general rule. God has to change your heart in order to give you a spirit of reconciliation. Because by nature, we're a vengeful, hateful people. God sanctifies and changes us to make us more like Christ. But look what this says in Acts chapter 13, verse 38. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Justification and forgiveness come to us only through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For when you really understand this, you will never give Arminianism or Catholicism or all the mixed up ideas that a lot of Protestants have. When you get a hold of this, you'll understand the truth about real grace that justifies eternally all of our sins. Everything that was against us was nailed to the cross, and His blood blotted out every single transgression. In fact, Hebrews, over and over again, he is emphasizing the fact that, by way of contrast, the Old Testament sacrifices and offerings, that all they could do was cover sin. They had to be repeated year after year after year, because they could not take away sin. They could not put away sin. But this man, Jesus Christ, He put away our sins. Took them all away. And we'll never have to answer for them, because He answered for them on the cross. Every single one of them. Look at Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. It's as if He's saying, I've canceled every single trespass, every iniquity. I've canceled them all. You are free in Jesus Christ. Freed from the law. Oh, happy condition. Jesus has died, and there is remission. Another result of justification is we have peace with God. We were His enemies by way of wicked works, but He has made us His friends. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We often stop there. That's the easy verse to memorize in Romans 5:1. But notice this justification, this position of righteousness, also this peace that He has given, enables us to now commune with God. Notice it says in verse 2 of Romans 5, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only has Christ turned away the wrath of God from us, but in addition, He has secured the benevolence of God toward us. It says in verse 8, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved by wrath from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. How amazing is that? To not only be forgiven, declared not guilty, eternally justified, but to be able to commune with God because the blood of Christ has made peace. And then, of course, justification, the result is an inalienable title unto everlasting glory. Heaven's reserved for us by the finished work of, we're going to be with the Lord forever. We get there, we're going to be singing, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, who has redeemed us to God by His blood out of every nation, kindred, tribe, and tongue. Can you envision all the saints of all the ages glorified, washed in the blood, dressed in spotless white, singing the praises of the Lamb who has redeemed us, justified us, declared us not guilty throughout all eternity? We are going to enjoy the very presence of the One who loved us and gave Himself for us. And we're kept by the power of God. He's going to present us faultless before the presence of His glory. These are the results of real justification. And I'm here to tell you, I'm happy about it. Sometimes people will ask me, how are you doing today? And I'll say, I'm happy. I'm happy. I know the Lord Jesus. I'm going to heaven. Happy art thou, O Israel, a people saved by the Lord. How thankful I am to have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you know Him and the free pardon of sin. What page are we going to sing?
Number 141. Let's all stand.